Hey, hello everybody. I feel like it's been a very long time, so I'll take it again. Hi everybody. Welcome to another episode of Divorce. It has been so long. I hardly know how to introduce the podcast. It's been a very long time, really. Happy New Year. Happy 2023. So I decided to take a break from the podcast last year. I don't really have a reason. You guys should flog me whenever you see me. But I think I'm back, and in order to bribe you very well, I am coming back with a voice letter special. I have my own voice in the building. Woo! So yes, I have in the studio here with me. I have with me Jegs.
Yeah.
I have Wheezy.
Yeah.
He say yeah. And I have Culture. Culture is eating, but it's fine. It's good you guys cannot see him. So I really feel like they don't need any introduction. If you have listened to previous voice letter specials is when I bring very special people to me to just have a roundtable discussion on. Really, it's spontaneous. They are probably not even aware of the questions or any other flow that this conversation is going to have. But yeah, I think we should just hear from just hear one word from each and everybody then would flow into it. So IJX, how are you doing?
Good.
Oh, okay, just good.
You said one word now.
Okay, one word. Okay, good is fine. Good is fine. I Wheezy. Wheezy, how are you doing, Wheezy?
I'm good.
Why are you forming deep voice?
I'm good.
Mine is a finished man. Thank you.
I'm good. I'm good.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Culture, have you digested the... Okay, so when culture is done, go up in our road, move into it. So today's episode, really, I think we are at, it's an intersection that we all are one way or the other. Last year ended, I was checking my analytics from Spotify Wrapped, and I was seeing the audience this thing, and I noticed that 81% of my listeners are between 18 and 23. So really, this is a Gen Z podcast. 81% are between. You are not Gen Z. We always say it's not Gen Z. What are you, please?
Nigga, you are Gen Z.
You are Gen Z.
I'm not Gen Z.
Get out
of here.
All right. All right, really. So I think I one of the things I will try and do intentionally this year is to tailor the conversations to be Gen Z conversations, really. But obviously, because of the kind of persons that we are, we will not talk about the years or the age range we were born without speaking of our identity, really. So you're not going to be talking about all this Homo sapiens and all this rubbish. That's not part of Gen Z I'm talking about. I'm not going to talk about natural issues or contemporary events or things that has to do with each lifestyle of the age range of my audience, really. All right, so I think we can go into today's topic. So I think we're going to talk about adulting. I feel like we are at intersections of adulting, really. You're adulting, I'm adulting. I think it's the only reason I said it's not adulting earlier.
Right.
You said it's not Gen Z.
It's
not adulting. Don't mind. All right, now, okay, I feel like we'll start this way. What's the rudest shock? Is rudest shock a word? It's what now? Rude, okay, what's the
My mother has said this.
Is it correct?
In this adult, any English you use.
It's fine.
It's fine.
All right. Okay, what's the most rude shock that you have gotten, that adulting has given you? Who's going first?
Nah, not me. Not me.
Okay, Wizard.
No food for a lazy man.
But really, yeah, I think you should expand on it. Oh, no food for a lazy man.
Okay, so... All right. So, okay, one of the biggest shock for me was responsibility. Why
did
you hit me like that?
Okay. But,
so yeah, responsibility changes the more you grow, you know, as you move from one phase of life to another, and sometimes you might be refusing to enter that reality. You still want to think you are in year two, but you are not more a student. You must work. You must find work. You know, and you must become responsible. You must become a man.
Or a woman.
You get, so for me, it's one of the big shocks that, yeah, don't be like shy. Grow up in areas. Like, that's
it. Yeah, Jet. So what's the rudest shock? As we have said, it's going to be allowed. Rudest shock that adulting has shown you.
While wisdom was talking, I was trying to figure out which one. There are just too many.
There are too many.
There are just too many shocks.
Too many shaggies.
Ah, too many, man.
Ah.
It's quite the number of things. Yeah. The fact that after school we have to look for a job. I'm not looking for a job. What am I feeling? Cool on where? I don't know. I think I would agree with Lizzy that it's responsibility. But I think from my own perspective is a little bit different. I think the reason why responsibility is my rudest shock is the fact that you already have the definition of your responsibility in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Of what your responsibility is supposed to be.
Yeah.
By the time you grow. But you now find out that your responsibility is evolving.
Wow.
One is betting like four. Sincerely, like last year, the fact that I had to look for a place got me thinking that nigga, you're old man. Like I was looking for an apartment. You know, I was going from one place to another. I was hearing prices of apartment. And I'm like, is it me that will pay? It's definitely not me that will pay this. It's the Lord.
Man, it has to be the Lord.
The Lord has to be the one to pay this. You know?
Man,
so I guess it's responsibility. Yeah. That you are responsible for yourself and directly or indirectly responsible for younger ones. Mm. The list is endless.
I think it's actually quite it's quite adulting might come in different shape for different people, but adulting comes in different shape for firstborns. Culture.
Yeah man.
Yeah. Adulting comes in different way for people. But yeah. Culture, what's the best shock that adulting has shown you?
Yeah, I have to be responsible for my siblings. I have to pay their bills. And you know, at this point, you know, I'm still based on instructions. I'm still my father's house, you know, and I have to sort out the
history. That is our children.
That is our children.
I'm telling you, I have to sort out the history. You know, I thought it was going to be, you know, easy, rosy, you know, I had plans, you know, one or two years, you know, get something settled, but it didn't happen like that, though. It didn't happen the way I planned it, so sometimes, you know, to get the shockers of our life that some of our plans, you know, get to disrupt, but the ability to be able to, you know, not sulk that our plans failed, but, you know, move into action, know what the next phase is, and be responsible for every bad decision. Because now you have to be responsible for every decision. At the slightest thing, every decision I'm making now is you. So you cannot say, okay, if you're going to make a financial decision now, guy, if I collect salary for months, I can't drop budget. See, guy, this is how my budget is going. So there's nobody to, okay, if money finishes, so the mentality of, yeah, they will still be of support, you know. The mentality of my dad is going to be there, so if I call my dad, then this money will come outside. It has to just die because now you are responsible for you. Know, so some plans are deciding on that on those decisions actually. Because so few years later, you got to say I won't take some steps like marriage. You ask, you wait, ask for money. You never go leave. You still asking for 5,000 naira. So you just got to be responsible.
Actually, talking of this, I think one of the themes I found in my spirit, actually, let's call it what it is, that this year I start intentionally showing it at tone that
win yourself.
Yes, win myself. No, even though I don't. Last year they have win me. The no shishi no come from since last year. They didn't give me anything for us since last year. Last year they just bam, suddenly bam. So I think one of the things I find in my mind or spirit this year is that I should intentionally now start dropping pa. Yeah, take pa. No, so I think if they see that over a year, their mind will be realized that okay. So that one thing I find, I think the Lord is doing that so that I can, you guys know what I'm saying. All right, so you know, I think we have seen what most of them have to say. Contemporarily, the revolving issue around adulting responsibility. I think adulting is literally it cannot longer be irresponsible.
Yeah.
Basically. No, I'm not imagining how are people adulting without Jesus.
Yeah, hello, right.
How are they doing it?
I think
it's wisdom to go first. How do you think people are adulting without
Jesus?
How is Jesus helping your own adult? How are you guys doing it?
Oh my. Okay. It takes Jesus Jesus to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus is the model man, is the ideal or perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes just to walk, I just put out myself in prayer, God, patient to swim, your best to share. You know, I have to pray that God should go and pick up your system and, you know, and do your job. Many times, walking yourself is an instruction. Because, you know, as believers, our work is unto the Lord. You understand? So you must see your service or your work, your normal life vocation, as God's instruction for you.
Wow.
God doesn't want you to sit down at all and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
God wants you to make money.
Yeah.
Because he wants you to use your money too.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So
he wants to use his money.
He wants exactly his money. So I don't know, because apart from that, being responsible without Jesus, you won't make decisions properly. You will not be wise.
Mm.
You will not be wise. You know, Jesus, I don't know. There's just wisdom around it.
That's wisdom, wisdom. Use the choose in between many things, many options.
Wisdom.
What if the Lord, you just choose? He just gives you direction.
Yeah.
You are able to, you know, you have plenty of options. Sometimes they are wondering, okay, which one? You know, that's my friend. Something is very, very stressful. Like, especially when it comes to making choices or things. And I'm like, guy, I have plenty of options, and they're looking really enticing, they're looking really good, they're looking really pleasing. You know, that option to be able to select which one is right, to do which one is the right thing for me, I think it makes it easy. I don't like, you know, when I cannot, then things just happen to me all of a sudden. Like, things happen, you know, and I don't have a knowing of it. It makes me feel one. It's so stressful. Like, I don't know, it's just so stressful. This point, I'm always careful of, you know, making mistakes. Actually, I'm always careful of making mistakes. So I always want to ask the Lord, God, I beg. So for the sake of mistakes, making blunders, you know, it's best to just go with the Lord. It saves you. It saves you so many things. So that's what they call, you know, insurance. It insures you of safety. Of safety. So your safety is tied to, you know, following the Lord. Your safety is tied to, you know, committing your work with the Lord. Your safety is tied to committing your life with the Lord. Because to think of, you know, living alone, you know, is living without God in itself.
I'm afraid of you.
I think another thing is, I feel like responsibility is actually where they judge if you're responsible or not is in decision making. Because with adulting comes a lot of decision making. Can you imagine that you cannot, when you say people are adulting without Jesus, we are basically saying that they are making decisions with not knowing the person that knows the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like that's the advantage that we have.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say?
I really do not know why people are. I don't know how people are
surviving by passion.
And just put, we are not saying these things because we actually find them easy to do.
Yeah.
No, we are not saying, but we are saying them because it's tested and trusted.
Yeah.
My mom will say something. Why make a decision by yourself when the result of the decision, you are going to be the one to be. Why not look for somebody that, if you don't work, you can blame him, and he knows, say, he knows before your hand.
Yeah.
And if you know before your hand, which is God. So if God tells you to do a thing, you know, and it's not working, I say, Lord, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the one that said that I should do it. This one. So if anything happens, now you, I will tell the world, it's now you, you know, and you are so sure that is going to come true. So I think it makes life easy to go through.
Yeah.
Makes it easy. And it's not just for comfort. I like that scripture that says that the thoughts that I have for you, they are good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. You know, bear in mind that that expected end is God, is His own expected end, not your expected end. So whatever God's leading will be, is to bring you to what He has in mind for you. And the only thing God has in mind for you is good.
Yes,
scripture says that God is good. He does no short of good. So I think it's just an advantage working with the Lord. It's just an advantage.
Yeah. Is that really true? Because I feel like other people are adulting in other climes might be lucky. But if you're adulting in Lagos,
that's another story.
That's another deeper
thing. This Lagos.
I don't think this Lagos.
Oh no.
It's something totally different.
Yeah.
Nothing totally different.
I don't do traffic one morning. I don't do traffic 4 hours.
Because they go
as they go. Yeah, I can't reach home. Because ask me, say why? I mean I don't send this is it. That the reason be this, so they fix the road, and you know how the road be everywhere blocked. They say, "Why not the house?" It took only the grace of God for me not to respond. My brother, because I be like, it's because I'm not living there. It's what that's why. You know, I just think Lagos has a special grace.
Oh man, it's like the adults in Lagos can adult anywhere in the world and adults where.
Bro, if you can adult with Christ in Lagos,
Lagos
you
can. Yeah. Adults to Jesus in Lagos.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world. So you know, I feel like a lot of I'm saying a lot of, I feel like, because I'm feeling plenty feelings. A lot of our contemporaries or people that are in our age bracket are in a phase that they are going to another level, because we after this adulting is what happened is when we're small. Born on Monday, Christian on Tuesday. Married on
Friday.
Solomon Grandi. This is Solomon Grandi. After you had it now, you settled down with a woman. I move forward with your life. So I feel like if there is a.
I don't think
romance. Yeah,
that one is another department entirely.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm coming. This is not why we are here. So I feel like if there's a parting word or a parting. Parting, what's one parting thing you can say to anyone that's adulting to just encourage them? To the people that are saying, Shaggy,
alright, so the one thing is the Holy Spirit is a comforter. So there is comfort in the Lord. And He's always there, actually. God is trustable. God is dependable. God is faithful. So, irrespective of how things seem, you can hold on to Jesus.
Yeah.
You can hold on to Jesus. You can die on that hill.
Yeah.
And if everything fails,
and that's a period.
Mm-hmm. If everything fails, God will. They lie. God is sure.
Yeah.
So you can trust in that,
mm-hmm.
and just forget the troubles and just move on.
Yeah.
Look at God and move on.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach. Parting word.
I have a parting song.
But yeah,
no. It says nothing in this world will satisfy.
Book out.
Jesus, you're the cross and wound from dry. Nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cross and wound from dry. Your prayer. Is there to me? Your presence is there
to
me. Don't be relationship with Jesus. Be in relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, so
that's your safety. That's your dwelling place.
Yeah.
Nothing in this world will ever satisfy you. Many fail you. Many fail you million times. You get wrecked by people that you love. People that you think that you love will feel you. They will show how much of man they are.
Yeah.
You know, how much of manliness they are. And it's not their fault, because man is bound to fail. Man will fail you. But one person will never fail, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you have a relationship with Jesus, now is the time to be in that relationship.
Yeah.
love Jesus with all of your heart.
Yes.
Lean not on your own understanding. He says in all your ways, acknowledge him. He says one thing, it will make your path straight. It will make your path straight. So this is the time to love Jesus. There's no other time. There's no other time to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Parting gifts. Yet.
the guy is not doing everything. Someone that I would encourage us to always have in mind is Abraham. How that God called him out of his father's house. You know, there was no assurance, there was no sign, nothing. He just heard God's voice. Please, the relationship with God is important. Hear God for yourself, you know. Do spiritual exercises to sharpen your senses, because this is the season where God is leading us more.
Yeah.
Because we're making so many life-changing decisions. Decisions that will not just affect us. Decisions that will affect our spouses, affect our children, affect our grandchildren, affect our relatives. So trust me, if you are a Gen Z, know that you are not living for yourself.
Yeah.
Every day-to-day decision you make affects everyone around.
And that's on period.
That's on period. So just be like Abraham. Trust God and work with him.
Yeah, I think you guys have said it already. Because one thing I think I can drop with is rest, really. Rest. And you can't do it alone. I think we need to emphasize that we run stronger, we run further when we run together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my parting gift. We run better when we run together. You're not the only one adulting. A lot of other people, a lot of reach out to people, be there for people, be available for people, run to people. You get. I know you get it. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I think Father, thank you for everyone that's listening, John. And you that want to give your life to Jesus, you can just say this prayer, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, come and be my Lord and Savior. I surrender every of the things to you, Lord Jesus. I give my life to you, Father. Come and be my Lord. Help me to walk with you. Help me to follow you. Help me to please you. Help me to trust in you. Help me to follow you. If you said this prayer, I'll walk up to the family.
Yeah.
That everyone that listened, everyone that's struggling with them, that Lord will help you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. If you said that prayer, you probably need someone to talk to. Send me a message on Instagram. The handle is Theonopimpo, Theonopimpo. So wherever you are, really send the DM. And we'll be there for you. So one love. Thank you guys very much for coming. Jax, thank you. Culture, thank you. Wheezy, thank you. Wheezy Ele. Thank you guys very much. Thank you for listening also. I'm trying to promise that we'll meet again in February. I will drop an episode in February. Thank you very much. Bye.